Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Well, as you've been no doubt hearing, Hurricane Melissa has hit Cuba this morning, bringing with it winds of 120 miles an hour. The hurricane is then expected to weaken as it moves northeast towards the Bahamas and Bermuda. Melissa struck Jamaica overnight as a Category 5 hurricane, the strongest to hit the island in modern history. The mayor of Montego Bay in Jamaica, Richard Vernon, says attention is now turning to the aftermath of the storm, although they are still expecting storm surges.
We have seen the worst of it, I believe. Now we have to deal with the impacts that come afterwards. We're expecting storm surges. And what we notice is that once the winds subsided, we started to get a lot of heavy rain. And that has led to massive floods right across the city of Montego Bay. In fact, now we are experiencing a situation where one side of the city is now cut off from the other due to roads being inundated by flood waters.
Well, that's Montego Bay. Let's turn to Kingston in Jamaica now and to Kwame McPherson, who's an author based there. Hello to you. How have the last few hours been?
Hello, good morning. Thank you for having me. To be honest, Melissa has now left, so it's quiet, not like the previous 2 days, or 3 days, actually. So it's very quiet. It's back to normal in terms of quiet nights and dogs barking.
And that's a relief, I'm sure, because
it was a
terrifying event. I mean, you were listening to the noise as you sheltered. Tell us about it. What was it like?
Yeah, it's interesting because I've never experienced a Category 5 before, personally. I've done Category 5. They had fours, but five was obviously the highest in terms of on the table. So when it actually started, we had a lot of rain on Sunday, a lot of rain and wind. And we actually thought Melissa had actually landed then, only to realize that she hadn't. And even though the intensity of the wind and the rain on Sunday was such almost like a Category 4, and Melissa hadn't landed yet. It was on a Monday afternoon, Monday evening, that she actually landed, and that's when it even ratcheted up even further in terms of intensity and impact. And even when she was leaving on Tuesday, it was still very intense. So it's almost like three rounds in a boxing match. We have three different rounds. It actually started Sunday, Monday, and then Tuesday, and then really that's when the entire. And it was continuously intense, heavy rain, heavy winds, extreme. It was, and I haven't slept, literally haven't slept, because of the intensity of kept me awake, and just catching up with my feet now. But it's really, really intense.
And have you managed to get outside? Do you have any sense of the damage that has been done?
Not yet, because we were advised by the government to stay indoors, which I have been, and because she actually left like that tonight or last night, well, I personally haven't been outside yet, but in Kingston, I'm sure there will be a lot of damage just based on the intensity of the wind and the rain. There'll be a lot of damage, and I've been seeing a lot of pictures from what's happening over to the west of the island, where she actually landed. And where there's been a lot of damage, a lot of destruction over that side. But so far, I haven't heard any loss of life.
Okay, so
due to Melissa actually being here.
But Kwame, have you been able to keep in touch with people in other areas of the island to find out how they're getting on?
Not yet. Literally, Kingston have been pretty good in terms of electricity, water and internet. But to the west of the island, they literally have been cut off, especially with the internet and electricity. So we're still waiting to hear from personal friends and stuff. But I know they're fine in regards to, because we haven't heard anything else. In regards to I know that there'll be a lot of damage that side, but I haven't heard any details because of the lack of communication.
And Kwame, you mentioned there that the advice is to stay inside, and we heard the mayor of Montego Bay in that clip saying that even though the storm has passed now, you're still expecting some storm surges. Is that what they're saying to you?
Yeah, well, in Kingston, because we're on edge, on the south coast, for example, yes, where there's the waves will be coming pretty high along the coastline, actually, around Jamaica, that is the case. But and they are still saying that there's tropical storm activity taking place, so we don't have to. It's not as being in a hurricane, because that's different. But tropical storm, we can manage. You can go out and have a look. So I intend to go out and have a look. But yeah, the storm surges will definitely have an impact on the coastline, mm-hmm. which it did.
I mean, we were hearing yesterday about all of the people who live and work within a kilometre of the coast, and they were being urged to come back and to seek shelter inland. Do you think, have you heard, Kwame, have all of those systems that were put in place to keep people safe, do they seem at this point, and I know it's early days, do they seem to have worked?
Well, one thing I will give credit to is the government and the agencies that were managing this this entire event were very proactive. There were a lot of regular press bulletins, there were a lot of briefings, a lot of information via social media. So people were made aware, at least a week and a half, 2 weeks prior to this actually landing. So we were aware that if you lived in low-lying flood-prone areas, then you need to evacuate. The government laid on buses for particular areas that would be impacted that way. So people were given enough warnings and enough, and shelters were provided. There were over 800 shelters that were dotted across the island where people could actually go to in the event of Melissa making landfall. So yeah, there was a lot of information, a lot of activity that in terms of people actually being encouraged to go to shelters, but some people are pretty stubborn about leaving their homes and their positions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But the information was out there.
And it's clear now as well. I mean, even though the assessment is still happening and we are seeing some pictures now coming through of fairly extensive damage, but there will be a lot of people who will need a lot of help now, Kwame. Do you agree?
Totally, completely. Any event, last year we had Beryl, and the Beryl was a category 4, and she barely touched us. But funny enough, the same areas that were impacted last year have been even more severely impacted this time. So for sure, there's going to be, we will need a lot of help, especially to the west. Definitely, there's going to need a lot of help that's going to be required.
So how long more do you expect to have to stay inside? When do you think it might be safe to get out?
No, I'm sure I'll get out. Like I said, it's gone. You know, I mean, it's quiet. It's, you know, more or less back to normal in terms of nightlife at the moment. So tomorrow, it's going to probably be the first day of actually getting out and having a look and see what has happened to Kingston, really. Mm-hmm. My side of Kingston anyway. So I'll be able to go out tomorrow. Which would be Thursday.
I mentioned that you're a writer, you're an author, and you told Sky News yesterday that you were going to continue to write through the hurricane. Did you do that?
I did actually, yes.
Were you inspired by the extreme noise of Hurricane Melissa?
Yeah, which is interesting because as writers, you tend to draw on things that are happening around you or happening within your own life. So definitely, Melissa is going to play a part in what I'm writing.
Well, listen, we wish you well, Kwame. I'm delighted you were able to stay safe there, and hopefully you can get out soon and assess what has happened. Thank you for being with us on the programme, and so early for you too. We appreciate your time.
Thank you for the opportunity. Thank you very much.
That's Kwame McPherson, who is in Kingston, and we'll be returning to Hurricane Melissa later in the show. It has travelled now to Cuba, and we'll keep a close eye to developments there. Coming up on the programme, following successful prosecutions in Italy, could TV rights holders begin taking direct action against the users of dodgy boxes in Ireland? And that would make for a significant shift, because previously it's the operators of those schemes who have been pursued and prosecuted, but that could be about to change. But next, Where's My Package? Fastway Couriers goes into receivership, leaving thousands of deliveries in limbo.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.